Now there's newspapers and headlines, TV debates and question time, all sorts of ways for us to keep up to speed. They've got policies and manifestos, magic wands and hey prestos, and they promise to improve things for you and me.
Let's start with Kirklees. Although the Labour Party is the biggest on the council, they still don't have enough councillors to take overall control, so are often helped out in votes like the budget by the Green Party. In the last year, big savings have had to be made because of changes to government funding. There were investments too, with solar panels added to council homes. The Conservative group didn't want council tax to be raised, and the Liberal Democrats have wanted to invest in council buildings and museums.
They say they'll keep your rent and tax down, tidy up the streets in town, clean out your bins and find you a hospital bed.
Now on to Leeds. Leeds City Council says it's faced real issues with government funding and has had to save millions of pounds over the last year. This year, it's been announced the council's planning to bid for the 2023 Capital of Culture title. The council's also made public big plans to build more than 60,000 homes, which has created anger in some parts of the city.
They'll have fantastic teachers and outstanding schools, and they'll jolly well enforce some rules round here. For a start.
And to Bradford. Well, one of the big issues in Bradford is fly tipping. It's cost all of our West Yorkshire councils more than £1 million over the last year. Last year, Labour took control of the council, but only by a couple of seats. The Odeon regeneration work is getting underway, and the Westfield site is really coming along. They're also putting shops in underground tunnels. They're called Sunbridge Wells and are parts of an old jail.
Then they'll narrow a gap between rich and poor. They'll shove a leaflet through your front door, or advising you to log on to their website. Well, I don't care who's first past the post. What really matters to me the most is knowing that they'll just listen for a change.
So Calderdale, well, there was a coup at the council in the summer. Labour were in charge of the council cabinet, but were ousted by the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats. Labour only need a few council seats in this election to take full control of the council, so they'll be hoping they're only out of power for 9 months and no longer. The biggest issues at the council recently have been parking and the Hipperholme crossroads.
Now there's newspapers and headlines, TV debates and question time, all sorts of ways for us to keep on the ball. When they say they'll save the NHS, they'll need Superman to sort out that mess. I just wonder if they have any clue at all.
And finally, Wakefield. Well, Wakefield is a Labour-run council with a solid majority. Now, they've been pushing for more devolution for local councils away from Westminster. They increased council tax last year and are moving the markets to a different location.
Now there's newspapers and headlines, TV debates and question time, all sorts of ways for us to keep up to speed. They got policies and manifestos, magic wands and hey prestos, and they promise to improve things for you and me.